So in Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Tesvav, Ki Atem Yadatem, Yadatem, Eis Asher Yoshavnu Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Vatiru Es Shikutzeihem, Ves Giru Lehem, Eitz Vo'Even, Kesef Vezov Asherimoyim. You know, we sat in Eretz Mitzrayim, we saw the Shikutzeihem Ve'Giru Lehem. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Lashon Glolim. It's ma'us. It's disgusting. Keshkotzim v'keglolim, which is manure. Eitz v'even, kesef v'zov. And therefore, maybe yesh b'chem ish or isho or mishpoch or yishevet. Asher lavavo yipoyna yoyim im Hashem Elokeinu. Perhaps one of you, perhaps a man or woman, a family, a tribe, whose heart now wishes to go and to worship Avodah Zarah. So then you get the big punishment. I once heard from Rav Sholem Shvedron, who was a big magid in Yerushalayim, and he explained, he said, how the first time he went abroad was by boat. And going to Europe, and they passed by a town called Venice. Venice, he hears a big commotion. Everyone is going up on deck to see Venice. He also went up to look. What did he see? Dirty water, lots of crosses, and instead of having a car by your house, you have a boat. No, that's Venice. That's what people talk about. What's the big deal? Dirty water, lots of crosses, churches, and instead of a car, you have a boat. No. Ah, he was so impressed. People make such a commotion about these things. Nothing. Next time he passed, he hears the commotion again. What was happening? Venice. No, he sees it again. Goes up on deck. And again he sees the dirty water, the crosses and the boats. But this time he says, Zef Menepes, there's something here, there's something special here. But still, it's still dirty water. And he says the third time he went by boat and he came to Venice. Again there was a commotion, everyone goes on deck, he also goes on deck. This time, I asked someone, can I borrow your binoculars? I want to see it well. Says, this is the mosh of what the Brisker Rabbi says. What's the richos? Shikutzeihem giluleihem, eitz v'even, kesef v'zov. Initially, avodah zarah. Shikutzeihem giluleihem. It's nothing. It's horrible. Disgusting. Who does such a stupid thing? But next time, it's ready. Eitz v'even. Eitz v'even is not dirt. There's something there. Eventually, it will turn to kesef v'zov. Because that's how it goes. We get desensitized and it changes from gilulim all the way to kesef v'zov. And then it's an ish, an isha, expands to be mishpocha, and expands to be a shevet. That's how the Yetzer Hara works. Who knows this Yisoid? Who knows this? The advertisers. That's the advertisers. Right? They can sell us anything. How? They do it again and again. We know that they are biased. Right? When they advertise that this pair of sport shoes that cost $10 in Hong Kong, and they sell it to you for $200. What they do? Nike, 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 and then you spend $200. It's the same sports shoes as everything else. There's no real difference. There's no real difference. Just they brainwash you. How? They take it from Shikutzeihem Giluleihem, Eitz V'Even, to Kesef V'Zov, and you end up paying $200 for the shoes that cost $10. Why? You know that they are biased. Get influenced. That's how we are.
What changes it?
What?
What changes it?
What?
What changes it?
That's what that's what happens. That's where we go. Right? So the same thing. No, my father told me that he remembers in England when in the parliament they took the first time they had the word bloody in a film and television was it went to parliament. There was a big commotion about it. Today you're a tzaddik, if that's all you say, bloody. Your mama said tzaddik ha'ilam. That's all you have, right? What happens? We change. So that's the lesson we have to take. To be careful that we get influenced. May the first time we say, oh, I'll never be affected by this, slowly but surely we will change and we'll get used to it. In any special priestess, we get used to it. It becomes normal. So that's the lesson we take from this parasha. And the pasuk carries on in pasuk yutches. V'hoya b'shamay is divrei ha'ala azois. When he hears all the klolos, the 98 klolos we had in last week's parasha, 98 curses. V'isbarach b'lvavay leimor. Shalom yeli yebeseder. It's gonna be all right. Then what's gonna happen? Leman tzvois. Horava es hatzmeo. So we'll get to that in a minute. Then lo yoy v'Hashem sloyachrei. Hashem will not forgive him. He'll be angry with him. Get all the clawless. What did this guy do that makes Hashem so angry? Is he doing extra sins that he didn't do before? No. All he did, the guy said, is shalom yeli. It'll be alright. We see from here a person who doesn't accept upon himself the pachad of the din, it creates a tremendous anger. More than what he did. He hasn't done any extra avirus he hasn't done till. But his approach, shalom yeli, yebeseder, be alright, that is a chet of itself, that's a sin of itself. But what happens to him? The man's voice horava esat meo. Rashi says it means that from now on he'll be will be punished not only for the mezid, the tzmeo, what he did when he's thirsty, that shows he wanted to do it, that's mezid, but also the rava, even the shoygeg will now be chayav. There's a very important Ramban over here. Ramban says that a person has things that he desires and things he doesn't. There's certain avarice we don't desire. That's called rava. Like a person who's saturated. He's not thirsty. He's rava. What will happen? Says the Ramban, if you will allow yourself to do averas, you are going to develop new typhus. You will become smeo. Things that you were not thirsty for, you will become thirsty. Two things happen, says Ramban. First of all, you will develop the things you desire, will develop more. And you'll develop new desires you never had before. Says the Ramban, a person naturally doesn't have a desire for Mishkav Zohor or for Behema. It's not a natural thing. But if you become porous barayas, then not only will you develop that, those arise will increase, you'll develop new ones you never had before. You'll develop Mishkas Zohar and Behema. That's what Ramban says. See, if we ask today, why is it today that gay is such a big thing? How could that be? Why is it a big thing? It's trash. Since the world was told by Arias, we develop new things. I met a campus rabbi. He told me, he goes, he lives on campus, and he tracks the secular kids. He says, there's one thing you must never say. If you say anything bad about gays, you finish, go home. Go home. You must never say anything. If you say the slightest thing in gays, you're finished. They don't care about anything else. But gays is kodesh kodesh. What happened? How is that? This is Ramban. If the world is porous, you develop new cyphers. Masvois harava es hatzmeo. Therefore, we've seen this Ramban. We have a normal Yetzirah, and we have a crazy Yetzirah. A normal Yetzirah, normal things that a normal person has a desire for. Bad midas, kaas, averus, certain ones. Normal. We're supposed to deal with it. But if we let go, we'll develop abnormal Yetzirah. But the same thing is for Tov as well. A person can has a normal Yetzer Tov. Learns, happens. But if we, using this insight, let us say, we can develop an abnormal Yetzer Tov. Be crazy for Tov. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, says, quote the pasuk in Malachim. Nitzvo shagel b'yimineich b'kesem oifir. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Keshagel is a female dog, which they would use for Mishkat Behema. Says the Gemara, "B'schar shechaviva Torah liYisrael, keshagel oidei kechavim." In the merits that we love Torah like they love their dog, zechisem lekesem oifir. Your merits this special pearl. So schar. So we're trying to describe the love for Torah. What do we find? How are we going to describe the love for Torah? So we compare it the way they love their dog. For Mishkat Behema, we love our Torah. But what's going on? Come on, it's getting out of hand. Okay, Shir Shirim, fine, let's dance, Seder. But this is really getting a bit, going too far over here. We take the most disgusting thing, Mishkat Behema, to paint Torah as a marshal. Sounds very inappropriate. I say, hello, from this Ramban, this is trust. What we're trying to look is for an abnormal love for Torah. Some people are mad for Torah. They're crazy for Torah. It's abnormal. Says more. B'schar shechaviv Torah Yisrael keshagel leitik rovin. The same way they also have an abnormal Yetzer Hara. It's abnormal. But they develop that. They get this abnormal Yetzirah. We can also make Torah into abnormal, to have tremendous love for Torah. That's why they chose this mashal, because we're looking for something abnormal. But anyway, this is a very important yesterday we have in Ramban, that a person who lets go can develop. First, you increase your taiva, and you develop a new type of taiva. And this is what happens today with drugs, right? When the drugs start small. And what happens? After you start small, what happens? You have to increase, right? You don't stay where you are. You gotta go and grow. A new type. Until it's the end. Right? That's the marshal we have. For bad and for good. We have in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudale, Ki Hamitzvah Azois Asher Anochi Metzavecha Hayom V'Nifeiti Mincha. What's it referring to? Achrokes Rishonim. Some learn it's going on Torah. Some Rishonim learn it's going on Tshuva, Mitzvah Tshuva. Immediately afterwards, we have in Pasuk Tezvav, Re'ei Nosati Lefonecha Hayom. Look, I've given to you today life and good, death and bad. Question is, we've had this before. We've had this re'ei, nosati afnei chimayoyim. In Parshas Re'ei we had nosati afnei chimayoyim es ha'brocho ves ha'klolo. Why is it now it's Chaim and Mavis? Says the Meshech Chochma. Manishtano, why is it beforehand it was Bracha and Klolo? Now it's Chaim and Mavis. Says the Meshech Chochma. Says what changed is we just got Mitzvah's Tshuva. Ki HaMitzvah Azois. And therefore, what was the Klolo till now? But the very you did was a klala. But now you have a chance to do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you've changed it to a mavis. Because a person has a chance to do tshuva and he doesn't do tshuva, it makes it much worse. And for the klala over there is now mavis. The sayings of the Meshech Chochma right here, he says it's a musa noira. A person has a chance to do tshuva and he doesn't. Makes it much worse and it turns into mavis. And that's what the pasuk carries on and says, "Ha'idoisi b'chem ayoyim es ha'shamayim v'soret, ha'chayim v'amavis nosati l'fonecho ha'brocha v'aklolo." That brocha and klolo has now turned into chayim and mavis. Says Meshech Chochma, "Musa noira." That's it. We have to use our time. Yom Adin, because if you don't use it, you don't do tshuva, it makes the things worse. And the pasuk we just read said, "Re'ei nosati lefonecha ayoyim es ha'chayim es ha'toyv." Today, says the Moshe Feinstein in the Drash Moshe, today we have ha'chayim es ha'toyv es ha'mavis es ha'ra. Today, every day. Therefore, even if a person has since he's been born, been doing bad, don't give up. Because Hayoyim, I gave you life. Today is a new day. There's life in front of you. You could choose life. And vice versa. A person who's done good all his life, don't relax. Don't sit back. Because today, there's more Besesora. Things can change. Must always be careful. So Hayoim has its bright future. The people who've done bad. But also be careful, even if you've been doing good, you've got to be careful, because there's still Mavis in front of us. Every day we have a Chaim, Vesa Mavis. Pasuk says in Perek Vav, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, "Umal Hashem Elokecha Zlevavcha Vizlevav Zarecha Le'avo Et Hashem Elokecha B'chol Lebavcha U'B'chol Nafshecha Le'man Chayecha." Hashem will remove the Ola of our heart, and we'll get to love Hashem with all our heart and our soul, leman chayecho, for your life. What's this expression, leman chayecho? Says the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam, Perek Chelek Aleph Perek Chof. Says the Moshe, there was a poor man who saved the king's son from death. The king said, "You can enter my treasury and take whatever you want." And he did, became very rich. And every year, that day, the anniversary of the day, he had to go into the treasury, he would celebrate, make a big feast, big suda, and all the noble people would be invited. And this was done every year. And it became into such a habit that people forgot what was the reason for this suda, the celebration. So one year he asked him, "Tell me, my friend, what do you think is the most happiest day of my life?" So he says, "Oh, it must be the celebration day. A beautiful house, lavish food, all the people around you, all the noble people. This must be the happiest day of your life." He said, "No, you're wrong. The happiest day of my life, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was wearing rags, and that was the happiest day of my life. Why? Because the day I entered the treasury, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I didn't allow myself to eat and drink, because I'm not going to waste my time to eat and drink. I was wearing poor man's clothes, there was no one there to help me, I was tired, I was everything. That was the happiest day of my life." Why? Because that was the day I got such an opportunity to change my life, to take all the treasures. That's the happiest day of my life. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the neshama, our neshama also comes from a long way. What for? To take treasures. What treasures can the neshama take? The Torah mitzvahs. Now in this world, we're a world of opportunities to do Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, even though now we don't think that way, we live the physical world, but eventually the aura of our lave will be removed, we'll see, wow, look at the wonderful opportunities we had. And therefore, Leman Chayecha, we'll thank Hashem for the life, because our life is opportunity. It's like the treasury. And therefore, Leman Chayecha, Le'avo Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha Nafshecha. Why would we love Hashem? Leman Chayecha, the fact that He gave us life, because life is full of opportunities. That we'll love Hashem for. This gives us appreciation what we are. How precious life is. We should appreciate life. This is the merit for Yom HaDin, because we appreciate life. We can be zeicha to life. Obviously, living for the right things. Thank you.
second last pasuk of the parsha. I gave you chayim v'moves u'bochar to b'chayim. Leman tichyeh ato v'zarecho. Choose life. So you should live and your offspring. Says Rashi, I'm telling you, I'm instructing you, I'm commanding you to choose life. Like a person tells a son, choose a good portion, choose a nice portion.
So Shmuel Auerbach once came to Beit Shemesh and he spoke about this Rashi, that choose a nice portion. If you want the Torah to extend to your children, it has to be Chelek Yofer. It has to be nice. The child has to see that it's something you like. And Moshe Feinstein writes this a few times in the Drash Moshe. He writes that people who come to America and they'll keep the Shabbos Mesirus Nefesh, they'll come home and say, ah, Shver to Zayin Yid, it's hard to be Jewish. Oh, so hard to keep Shabbos. So what does the child hear? It's hard to keep Shabbos. The child grows up and says, "What tzarich? Why should I do it? Why should I keep Shabbos? Why should I be Jewish if it's hard to be Jewish?" Because that's the next generation doesn't keep Shabbos. Even though his father might have kept Shabbos in Sirus Nefesh, the message the father was giving was, "Oh, it's so difficult to be Jewish. You have to give so much up. We lose out." So the child says, oh, "What do I need this for? Ma'ali v'letzara zayis." It has to be chelek yofe. The child has to see, hear from us that we're excited, we're happy, we're happy to keep Shabbos, we're happy to do Mesiras Nefesh, we're happy to spend money on mitzvahs, we're happy to refrain from doing bad. That's the message the child has to hear. Chelek yofe. It's a chelek yofe. We have in this week's parasha, we have in Perek Choftes, Pasuk Chofches, Hanistorois Hashem Elokeinu, Vanigrois Lonu, Ulvoneinu Ad Oilom, Laasois Es Kol Divrei Hatoir Hazois. So we have to us and our children forever to do all this Torah. Says the Rambam in the Geras Teiman. And here we see, if any Novi will come and say, I have new mitzvahs, things have changed, the Old Testament and the New Testament, Quran, whatever claims to be a Novi, we say that he's a shakran. He's machish nevuas Moshe. Because the state in Torah said, Hanigas lonu ulevoneinu ad oilom. Last says, "Kol divrei hatoyah hazois." Moshe Rabbeinu has told us, "This Torah will be for you forever, hazois, no changes." And he writes the same thing again in his parasha. The Rama writes in Geras Teiman, "Lo yibashomayim hi leimor mi yad elonu hashomayim." Same thing. We can't say who's going to go up to Shemayim to bring us new Torah. No. There's no more new Torah. This is it. There's nothing more. And anyone else who's going to come and tell us stories is a shakron. It's a novi sheker. Twice we have this certain in this parasha that the Torah told us that there will be nothing else, and that's from the Yugim and Ikrim. There's nothing else to add on to the Torah. So back to where we were in Perek Lamed Pasuk Tesvav. Re'ei nosati lefonecha yoyim et ha'chaim v'esatoiv. Now, what is the good? It's the mitzvahs.
The order should be different. Es hatoi besachaim, do mitzvahs to merit life. Says the Kli Yakar over here. That the reason is because we don't do mitzvahs to merit life. Rather, we get life to do mitzvahs. We don't do mitzvahs to merit life. Rather, we want life in order to do mitzvahs. Es ha-chaim ves ha-toiv. And this is very appropriate when we think about Rosh Hashanah, about Malchus. What's Malchus? We're here to serve Hashem. Therefore, we want life in order to do mitzvahs, but not vice versa. We don't do mitzvahs to merit life, but we want life so we can zeche to do mitzvahs, to Hashem's will. I learned in yeshiva where Pinkus, Shimshon Pinkus, he was in a yeshiva in Ofakim. He came in second day of Rosh Hashanah. He spoke. That's what he said. Give an idea what's Malchus. He told us he had a brother-in-law by the yeshiva in Los Angeles. And the president of the United States was going to take a visit, going to pay a visit to LA, and going to come to the yeshiva. So the yeshiva got prepared, they redecorated the yeshiva, and so they sent from the White House, they sent representatives to see, to check, to make sure things are done properly. So they came and they said to the yeshiva, show us where you're gonna greet the president. They said, look, here's the yeshiva lunch room, the dining room. The yeshiva bought special curtain, special for the occasion. And the White House said, no good. Got to change all the curtains. Why? We bought these brand new, beautiful curtains, so nice. So look, when the president comes in, all the focus has to be on the president. These two curtains are too colorful. It could be that people, instead of looking at the president, they look at the curtains. That's no good. Therefore, you need to have simple color. Nice and simple color that will be background to the president. Let's hear the music that you're going to play. Oh, okay, fine. Put in the band. Nice music. No good. It's too nice. It's too loud. Again, when the president comes, all focus must be on him. It can't be we're going to have someone who will be focused and listening to the music. Therefore, we need background music. Nice, quiet, background. There's only background music so you can be focused on the president. This is what Pinchas said with his marshal for Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? Malchus. What is Malchus? The all focus must be on the king, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be that we do our stuff and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Real Malchus is everything is all focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we just said now, that we don't do mitzvahs to merit life, rather we want life to do his mitzvahs. That's Malchus. We live for him. What's the opposite of that? Kenny told us on a different occasion that he was once in New York. He told us that the pinnacle for him, Rosh Hashanah, is the Menachem Kohen, Arinu Shapea, Radin Akoyim. It was the Dilo, Shalom Yosonu, he even sang it to us. And then, Menachem Kohen, Mishtachavim. And he was in a shul in New York, and Shtachim Moedim said, Melech Malchem Lochim, ah, he would bow down with all the kavanos. And he gets up. He can't believe it. Next to him, there's a guy who's still on the floor. about a boss. I'm a regular guy. And this guy's still in the place. How could it be? I'm so into this, and this guy, he can't get up. So he looks down, and he sees, what's this guy doing? He's reading the New York Times. There's an article. The newspaper's on the floor to bow down. That's an interesting article. So he stays there. That's the heter, the novel. That's the exact opposite. Where you're doing the same act, but you're in a different world. No shaykh to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're doing Islam. The real Malchus is when you live HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishmizoicha b'zad Hashem, to chsiv asim ha-toiva, chuk ben shor, and try and incorporate these principles to develop a good yetzer toiv, and halavai, an abnormal yetzer toiv, develop that, to appreciate life, to get life so we can do many more mitzvahs. I have a ksivah simba table. Thank you very much. Yeah.